there's nothing but a fiery judgment of God waiting to come upon you and I. No, you don't want to go there. It says, and in verse 31, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Wow. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, as we've studied about angels, and the Lord has sent his angels to take care of those that were disobedient, even like Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed it, and all the other things, when Herod did not give glory to God. If Herod did not give glory to God, and an angel from the Lord smote him right there, and the maggots eat him right before their very eyes, he was struck with sickness. If King Hezekiah, which refused to give glory to God, and he was exalted himself after he had prayed and asked God to do something, and God did it, and then he took the favor, he took the presence, and he was exalted in the sight of the people, it said he was sick unto death because of that sin. Wow. If we have this covenant, and we know we're supposed to give God the glory for everything, and we start taking the glory ourselves, this could very well bring sickness and disease on you. And it can come to you from an angel. These angels can make you sick because they have made other places that we've studied the scripture in this series. We have seen where angels blinded people, made people sick, killed them. All kinds of things happened when angels were ordered to do things. Now, so this is a devastating thing to think about, that if we willfully sin, then that's why a lot of us as Christians are sick and afflicted, and the curse comes upon us. Now, the curse comes upon us because of sin. Now then, you may say that this covenant was only for the Jews, because when you read this, you think, well, this was to the Jews. But let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and let's see what the scripture says under the new covenant. Now, it says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And that was our Savior. Verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. He's talking to the church there. That the blessings of Abraham might come to you and me. The blessings of Abraham. What are the blessings of Abraham? Well, they're pretty awesome. I'll tell you for sure. This great and awesome covenant that the blessings are talking about, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. So if you're a believer in Christ, then the Abrahamic covenant belongs to you, and we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. Again, everything is done by faith. We're redeemed from the curse by faith. We're saved by faith. We're healed by faith. We're prosperous by faith. We receive everything from God by faith. If you don't receive it according to the Word of God by faith, you can't have it. So the only way you can have things is get in the Word, study the Word, learn what the Word says, and then believe it and receive it with no doubt in your heart. Salvation is for everybody. Anybody at any time, I don't care what you've done, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus belongs to the world. Anybody can come to Christ anytime they want to and get saved. Anybody can get healed. That's a Christian. Anybody can be prosperous. That's a Christian if you will believe God and do what he says. But you've got to do what he says. Now then, a lot of people will say, well, that Abrahamic covenant, that was only for the Jews. But as you see here, this covenant is for the believers in Christ. Well, what is this covenant? Again, let's go back and touch a little bit on the original Abrahamic covenant. But today we have a better covenant than this one. But all these blessings that was promised to Abraham belong to you and me by faith. So let's go back and see what it says. In Genesis chapter, well, all the way back to from Genesis chapter 12 through chapter 22 is the Abrahamic covenant laid out. And there is about 60 plus promises in that. But they're all summarized in a very small place in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Now then, let's go here and let's see what has been promised to Abraham, which belongs to us in this new covenant. And these things belong to you, but you have to receive them by faith in God's word. And you have to speak them into existence and claim them. Well, let's go see what they are. In chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, starting with verse 1, and it starts out, if you fully obey all these commandments. Again, you will see that the covenant is based upon our obedience to God. If we don't obey Him, these promises are not ours. We break these promises. We fall from grace. But let's see what happens. If you fully obey the Lord, if you fully obey all of these commandments of the Lord your God, the laws I am declaring to you today, God will transform you into the greatest nation in the world. Now, this was a covenant He was making to Israel. These are the blessings that will come upon you. Now remember, these belong to you and me. Now then, if these belong to you and me, let's see what they say. Well, in verse 3, it says, blessings in the city and blessings in the field. So that makes no difference whether you live in town or in the country. He says you'll be blessed. There's no accidental blessings and no accidental curses. It's either because you're obedient to God's word or you're disobedient to God's word. But he says if you're obedient, you will be blessed in the city and you'll be blessed in the field. He said, you will have many children, ample crops, and large flocks and herds. So God says He will bless you with many children. If you want many children, He will bless you with many children. And you'll have sufficient crops in everything you do. Large flocks and herds, and you'll be blessings of your fruit and your basket, or your bread. Everything you eat and drink will be blessed. Blessings when you come in, blessings when you go out. In other words, everywhere you go, if you'll be obedient and obey God's word, He will bless you. And then look, the Lord will defeat your enemies before you. Now, who do you think your enemies are? That's Satan and his host of demons. Now, if you walk in total obedience to the word of God, if you walk in obedience to it, the Lord Himself will send His angel and He will protect you from the snares of the devil. The devil will not be able to touch you. He promises this to you in His scripture. The Lord Himself will defeat your enemies before you, and they will march out together against you, but scattered before you in seven directions. Now think about that. As the devil says, go get him or her, the Lord will say, no, my child is obedient, they're serving me, and I'll scatter you in seven directions, and you will not be able to get through to them. The Lord will bless you with good crops and healthy cattle. In other words, who's going to do this? God's going to. The Lord will bless you with good crops and healthy cattle, and He will prosper everything you do. Everything you do when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you. In other words, I'm going to bless you with great crops and great things. He will change you into a holy people dedicated to Himself. This He has promised to do if you will only obey Him and walk in His ways. There you see in verse 9, just like in verse 1, it says, if you obey, verse 1 and 9 so far, obey and do what He says. Look at the promises. He will bless everything you put your hands to. It says, all the nations in the world shall see that you belong to the Lord, and they will stand in awe of what you are able to do. Hey, all it requires is obeying God. But that's why we're not blessed today. That's why we have the devastation going on in the world today. Because men, including our government and our leaders, have not sought God. Now then he says here, the Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land. Just as he promised, he will give you many children, many cattle, and abundant crops. He will open to you the wonderful treasury of rain in the heavens to give you fine crops every season. He will bless everything you do. In other words, it makes no difference what you do. If you're obedient to God, he will bless everything you put your hands to. You won't be able to do anything that's not blessed. He will bless everything you do. And he says, "And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow from them." Wow. I like that, don't you? I definitely had much rather be the one that has the money to lend out than to have to borrow the money. I don't want to have to be the one that borrows the money and pays that high interest on it. As long as you can be the banker, you can make money. When you have to have a banker, you always pay them, so you never, ever get ahead. And another thing so many Christians do today, they get into the credit card stuff. And they buy things with 15 to 20, 25, and 30% interest. Folks, please, whatever you do, if you don't have the money to pay for it, don't buy it. Because if you allow the enemy to do what he does to many people, he will deceive you. And you will never be blessed financially because you'll be paying the finance company all of your money. But the Lord says if you'll be obedient and serve him, you won't have to borrow. He will bless you. So if you're not going to church and tithing and not putting God first, you're disobedient. You're sinning and he's not going to bless you. You will be cursed. He says in verse, after he says he'll open the treasures of rain in the heavens to you, he says, if in verse 13, if you will only listen and obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, that I'm giving you today, he will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall always have the upper hand. But each of these blessings depends on you not turning aside in any way from the laws I'm giving you, and you must never worship other gods. Now then, I think that is the greatest sin in the church today is the breaking of the first commandment. The Lord says, we shall have no other gods before him. And we put houses, lands, children, family, everything before God. And when we do, this will bring sickness and disease to your house. So whatever you do, repent and put God first and wake up with him and go to bed with him every day of your life.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.